used gas, and they piped it to New York. They thought it was going to last forever, but it
ran out.
It ran out. It ran out when I was about 8, 9 years old, I guess. Mm. I remember the day it ran out. I was it quit long in the afternoon. My father went and cut some wood, and I was kind of worried I wasn't going to get anything to eat for supper. But we got something then. It was when we had to go into the cutting wood and wood houses and carrying wood and all those things.
Well, what did you set the table with? Generally, what kind of things did you find in the cupboards?
Oh, we'd just a big old cups and plates like some of the old style restaurants used to use, you know. And then they had some up-to-date dishes, that is, that was coming out later. Usually.
What would they call a good dish?
What'd they call a good dish, Mommy?
What's that?
What did they call the good dishes that we used to have in the olden days?
Best china.
Best china. And then we had some of the old heavy dishes.
Yeah,
just
ironstone.
Oh.
From England. They was heavy. And then they later on they got into chinaware. And about the same as we have today.
And how about what else did you think of silverware?
Silverware? Oh, Roger's silverware was common in those days.
Well, what I mean is the different items.
Oh, you just have the items like you got today, your knives and forks and your spoons. And now, in the early days, they had wooden handles.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, wooden handles. Have you got any old wooden handle forks out there?
Yeah, this is a common thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wooden handles, wooden knife, wooden handle knife, you know, of course.
Well, it'd be good to keep them from burning yourself.
Yeah, they wouldn't burn. But I didn't pay too much attention. I was never much of a house fellow. I was also outside.
Uh-huh. Do you have a little room off the kitchen to keep them down?
No, we never did. We never did. We had that's the bone handle.
The wooden handle, and that's a two prong. Here's a three prong. That was very used a lot. Then there's another bone handle, a fork, four prongs. Four prong.
Now that was your.
Those have all been handed down. Years, so I wouldn't know how old or anything about them. This bone handle is
quite old.
Well,
these are two.
Oh, yeah. Maybe these would be older. I don't know.
I don't know either. No, we never had a regular pantry. We kept a lot of the stuff that wouldn't freeze out in the milk house, see? And then mother had some wooden cabinets with about three drawers about that high. She kept her canned stuff in, see, back to one side of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the wood box on the other side. And then later after,
didn't need a pantry.
And then, of course, later on, they got cream separators, and that was quite nice. You would take your milk right in and separate it. And you didn't have all that work with strain it and putting it in the milk house and taking care of all those crops and save a lot of work.
If you want to pour something into a small opening,
how do you use a funnel?
Mm-hmm.
How do you use a funnel to do that?
And before they had screw-on caps for jugs and so on, they had.
Well, you had to use wooden corks or just a regular cork like we have today, or if you wanted to seal something, keep it, well, you'd seal it with sealing wax. Like some of the old folks making wine.
Uh-huh.
They'd seal it up sealing wax.
Yeah, well, that's not the same idea as pouring this wax into jelly.
No, that's paraffin wax.
That's paraffin, that's a different thing.
Yeah, you get your jelly down, and then you melt paraffin and pour on top of that thick, and that seals it, see? And it's cute. And when you get ready, just bust that off and use the jelly.
Excuse me. It was nice meeting you, and I'll have to get back now and get everything packed.
Oh, yeah.
All ready to go. Uh-huh.
Well, the whole family's going down.
Oh, yeah. Big
day.
Yeah, wow.
What time do you want to go, Ann?
Whenever you're ready.
All right. I'll be over there today. I'm going to turn this man off for a while.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let him go.
Well, nice meeting you.
Yes, Ann.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Anything else you think?
There are a number of things I can think of, but maybe I should wind things up now. Of course, there are a number of definite articles and so on that I want to compare the names that you have for them with the names they have for them in Pennsylvania and so on. So
mm-hmm.
There are definite things that I want to know about. And what I'm going to do is just go and listen to the tape now and find out what we get and what we've missed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'll make a note of the things that
what you
want to
know.
And,
yeah, okay.
And come back and maybe ask about.
Let me show you.
I am coming back. Well, I can think of a couple more things right now, but since I'm coming back anyway,
mm-hmm.
I might as well knock it off. Let's see if we got anything.
All right.
That'd be good.